Hi, welcome to another Revenue Hub Who Are We interview, where we talk with one of our expert partners and find out a bit more about them and their organisation. Today we're joined by Franco Grasso of Franco Grasso Revenue Team. In this discussion, Franco introduces us to his company, their core service and typical client profile. He also explains why he started the company and what value he believes the team adds to their clients. Finally, touching on what the future might hold for them. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey, Franco, thank you for joining us today. First and foremost, welcome to Franco Grasso Revenue Team as an expert partner on Revenue Hub. Delighted to have you and delighted that you can join us to tell us a little bit more about your company. Give us a bit of an insight, kind of get behind the scenes a little bit, what you guys are all about, what you do. But maybe we could start off really straightforward, you know, just kind of set it up for us. When were you guys founded? What are you all about? How big are you? Give us an overview to kick us off.
Thank you, Trevor, for this opportunity. So I love to talk about my company because actually Franco Grasso Revenue Team is a very particular company, very peculiar. Actually, the company itself was born in 2005 when my partner, Franco Laico, and I decided to follow our first consultancy. It was in a 70 rooms hotel in Empoli, which is not very far from Florence. Mm-hmm. It was a business hotel. The location was not very good, but the results in 2 years were fantastic, terrific. So there I decided that what I had planned and to rise years before was correct, because actually the process was born in maybe late 90s, mm-hmm. when I was wondering why, in my opinion, the hoteliers were doing exactly the contrary to what I would have done. It was a sort of mirror, you know, just selling rates very, very low during the high season. Rates were very high during low season, mm-hmm. so low occupancy. Instead of doing dynamic pricing for a single room type, they were creating a lot of room types, but with a static rate for each room type.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had, you know, a static price list. So I was wondering why, in my opinion, everything was wrong. So I just started the theory of all that. I was trying to insert this new vision in the old ill management. I was trying to convince hoteliers that was the new deal, you know, was the way correct for doing things. So I started doing many many days of training skills and conferences for many years in Italy, all over Italy, and more or less in 15 countries mm-hmm. abroad as well. Mm-hmm. So in 2005, we started doing consultancies. And since then, we have followed more or less 2,500 hotels all over the world, 90%
wow.
okay. in Italy. Yeah, a lot. And in 2006, I wrote the first book in Italy over revenue management. And other two have followed in 2012 and 2020. So I wrote mm-hmm. a trilogy. And they were bestseller in Italy because actually it was a different vision of the revenue management and the dynamic pricing. So now our company is composed of 40 revenue managers.
40
people working 24 hours a day, more or less, just trying to understand what's the better rate for the correct room for that hotel in that location. So it can be
the continual challenge.
It challenges every day. It's a new challenge. We have a vision, 365 days vision. Mm-hmm. So we analyze rates for the short term, mid term, and long term. Our company is, I think, is the most important in Europe because actually we are doing consultancy for hotels using our software. The name mm-hmm. is Revolution. Mm-hmm. But software for us is simply something to collect data transform data into information, and our revenue manager transform information into rates.
Okay, so it's an enabler of your consultants rather than a solution to replace what a revenue.
Right. Yeah. Because we don't believe that a software can do the right thing in the proper way. Mm-hmm. Actually, for us, a human being is very important. That's why we use our tool, our revenue management system tool. But a revenue manager is very important just to elaborate the correct rate and just to choose the right rate for the right room time for the right hotel in that location. Mm-hmm. So it's quite difficult. But, you know, the sensitiveness of our new manager now is very high. So that avoid us to do important mistakes. Because actually we do mistakes.
Sure, everyone does. Yeah.
Everyone does and we do. But maybe we are... you know, we do many mistakes, so less mistakes than the others, just because we have the sensitiveness of the market and we have, you know, skills. Now we have many skills because we have to follow the market, you know, every single moment.
That makes sense. Now, you were talking in terms of how many hotels did you say you're dealing with?
And now, at the present moment, we are dealing with 400 hotels.
Right.
400 hotels. 95% of the hotels are in Italy. We follow hotels in all over Italy. We have no target type because actually we follow 5-star hotels, 200 rooms. We follow hotels 20 rooms.
I was going to say, there's not a typical profile that you deal with.
There is not. Actually, our profile is usually 3-4 star hotel. Maybe 40, 50 rooms. Just because in Italy, the average size of the hotel is
that
very
kind
small.
Yeah,
because of the peculiarity of our country. and we deal with owners, you know. Usually, we don't work with hotel chains.
Okay, yeah.
We are working
some more on the
independent hotels, yeah.
And are they city-based or
internationalized? Actually, our base is in Rome. Our base is in Rome. But, you know, the people working with me are in Brussels, in Spain, because actually we are doing smart work before COVID. We are doing
You had the remote working anyway.
Remote working anyway. But we go to the hotels and we meet the owners, we meet people at least once a year. But we talk to them every day, more or less every day. Because actually it's a sort of coaching, you know, because they can evaluate their skills and, you know, they have to learn the way we do things. And in a couple of years, very often they are independent and they can go on their own and doing nice things.
Makes sense. And looking at the hotels that you work with, are they predominantly city hotels, resort hotels, or is it just a complete mix?
Yeah, I would say there's a complete mix because actually we have many resort hotel by the seaside, just because Italy, you know.
Surrounded
by sea. We have many hotels by the seaside, but we have mountain hotels, we have lake hotels, we have business hotels, and of course we have hotels in Rome, in Naples, in Milan. Now, I wouldn't say there is a specific target.
So it must have been interesting over the last couple of years then, we've been going through to see the different impacts between maybe resort and ski and lake and city properties and those different challenges.
Yeah, for every single type of hotel was a different challenge because actually for the resort hotel by the seaside, we could count on the maybe 4 months during the high season summer. And that was good. In my opinion, resort hotel, they had no many problems with this COVID. Mountain hotels a little bit more, just because we closed, you know.
Yeah, they closed the skiing
last
down,
year.
Didn't they?
Yeah, the skiing, yeah, and everything. But most important problems are for city hotels.
Yeah.
City hotels like Rome, like Milan, Naples. They had many problems.
And as you say, you know, when you talk about when the Franco Grasso revenue team was formed, it was doing something very, very different. Was that just because there was a frustration from your side that you would just wanted to get you. I'm kind of trying to understand what prompted the move, and I guess in a way how, I guess what I'm trying to understand is, what is it about you and the setting up of the company and why you wanted to set it up? And then how does that carry you through? You know, talking about your books, you must have started with one vision and then seen how revenue management has changed over the course of your three books, just as an example.
Yeah. I would say, at the very first beginning, it has been very hard, because actually to convince hoteliers in doing different things were very difficult. That's why I spent at least 5 years just talking about these new theories. And very often I had problems, because hoteliers were thinking about, you are just doing, you know, the wrong things, because we are not used to this. In my opinion, this is correct, this is incorrect. Actually, when you do things and things going quite good, I mean, you don't have a problem about that. But if you have a problem and you have to save your comp and your hotel, maybe you just start doing different things to get different results.
Yeah.
So that's why I was oriented to that kind of hotels. And when I had the models and the things were going very good, I just talked about the data, the results with the good hotels. But it's been very tough. I was very convinced about the theories, because actually, in my opinion, that was just common sense. It was common sense. I mean, if during the low season you are selling, for example, a double room, 100 euros. During the high season, you're selling rooms, 130 euros. And you are going to fill your hotel 2 months in advance during the high season. You have 10% occupancy during the low season. Maybe, you know, a ring.
Maybe something says do something different.
Yeah, there must be something wrong. You know, it must ring a bell and say maybe something to change. But, you know, the way you do things every day in the same way sometimes, you know, can get your brain a little bit sleepy, you know. But I was very convinced, because of the common sense of the things I was talking about. And the first book was a great help, because actually it was a bestseller. I sold more than 10,000 copies, which is quite a lot for a kind of book this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I must say, you know, it's very important for me to say that I had two kind of hoteliers. Men, they were a little, I don't believe so. No, I think there is something wrong. Yeah, okay, fine, but. And women. Uh-huh. Women, they were, you know, more different attitude to the change and the way you were talking the things. And, yeah, maybe you're right. You know, I can try. You never know. That's what's
just more important. Open to, yeah.
More open, you know, more, more open, you know. Mm-hmm. And this has been very important for our development in Italy.
Yeah.
I have to thank
and just picking up on something that you mentioned a few moments ago, which was interesting. When we were talking about the hotels that you work with, you made a statement there that a lot of the time you're kind of working with them and almost training them so that then in their own time they can stand on their own two feet and do that themselves. So is that something that you set out to do? Is, okay, we love obviously working with our hotel clients, but ultimately we see our role as educating them and helping them to then be able to learn these new techniques and stand on their own, rather than them having to continually rely on you as a solution?
Yeah. For me, it's always been very, very important just to talk about the things I know, you know, techniques, you know, because it's not, must be not a secret. Otherwise, I wouldn't have written three books.
Sure.
I want everybody knows that there are, you know, the best practice and the worst practice. Our experience in 2,500 hotels says us that there are good techniques, good practices. And we are trying to talk about these things all the time by LinkedIn, you know, with your platform, everywhere. With our hotels, we're starting educating them just to follow us, convince them that the things we do and the things we say are correct. Because mm-hmm. at the very first beginning, it's not very easy. Now you have to talk to people, just to understand what you're doing, mm-hmm. the way you're doing this and not that. Then the process is a little bit more educating people. And in a couple of years, if they want, mm-hmm. they can do the things, on their own without our support. The problem is sometimes you realize that doing these things, it's not that easy as you think when you are not doing it, just, assisting and watching. And many hotels have decided to continue the consultancy. We have hotels and consultancy since 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. just because they don't want to be involved in these things.
Yeah.
You have to love this job, because actually we are just dealing with numbers, figures, and statistics. If you like this, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's better change and do something different. And we do this,
That makes sense. And as you say, it's adjusting it to what your client wants, isn't it? If they're comfortable and they want to continue, then fine. If part of their aim is to learn to be better and then ultimately stand on their own two feet, well, that also works. Yeah. You can help them in that route as well.
Right, revenue management is freedom, is no frills, That's revenue management. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to do this kind of things. Of course, the relationship with the hotelier must be, very close. You have to talk to him. But still, they have to feel free to say things and to disagree, and it's quite normal, we are not totalitarian,
That makes sense. And what about going forward? I mean, as you say, you've been around now for 17 years, if my maths are right, nearly 17 years. What's on the horizon over the next couple of years? I mean, obviously continuing to grow, I'm guessing. I mean, where do you see the direction of travel?
The direction of the company is internationalize a little bit more. We are very interested in Asia, Africa, mm-hmm. of course, Europe. And then again, our revolution system, our revenue, the tool we use, mm-hmm. The name is the revolution system, must be a sort of, it's a machine learning, no? Mm-hmm. It's a machine learning.
Yeah.
Our tool is learning from our revenue manager. Mm-hmm. That's why in a few months, I think our tools will be international in artificial intelligence. Centaur is half, artificial intelligence, and half is human being.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, we could sell it in abroad just as a tool that you can use mm-hmm. and automatically gives you the right rates. The universal proposition of this tool is that this is studying with our revenue manager, that in my opinion are the best in the world. I would say also our commercial office is quite interesting, because actually we only take 10% of the increase in turnover we determine. We don't represent a fixed cost for the hotel. It's a sort of success fee, because in our opinion it's very important just to share the risk and say, I don't want nothing fixed, but on the overcome, on the turnover, we take 10%, mm-hmm. which is quite good, I think.
Right. And if you're getting that for growth, then everyone's winning.
It's very interesting for hoteliers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Everyone is winning. It's a win-win thing, It's a win-win concept.
It's what we all want, isn't it?
correct.
Brilliant. Well, look,
at the present moment, I would like to say another thing, that we are a company that doing revenue management in outsourcing. It mm-hmm. means if you will, you don't care about, or you won't, do different things, but we won't use the services of an outsourcing company. We are number one in Europe. We are mm-hmm. following 400 hotels. And I think that this moment in the history of the tourism is the right moment for doing an important change mm-hmm. in the vision of the hoteliers, international hoteliers, mm-hmm. because they have to consider a different kind of operation, you know, yeah. a different kind of policy, just to meet, to encounter the market in the proper way.
Yeah.
So we could be the right
solution for them.
We hope so.
Absolutely. Well, look, brilliant. I know you're incredibly busy, so thank you so much for finding some time to talk with us. Thank you for outlining your company, your history, and the direction of where you're going. It's been great to have the chance to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trevor, for the opportunity. Thank you. A very good day.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest. And thanks again to Franco for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input and we're happy to follow up with our guests. Also, if there are any topics that particularly interest you, or if there are any specific guests you would like to hear from, please do let us know. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the video, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you could give it a thumbs up or even subscribe. It really helps out the channel. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.